السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم, and welcome to the series on jinn and jadu. So we spoke previously about how the jinn can enter the human body, and how the jinn can trouble a human and prompt a human towards evil, and that Allah has put the angels there to protect us. And we had discussions about how to ensure that we endear the angels. Don't have dogs in your house. Don't hang up pictures and venerate and show respect to those pictures. Don't stay for prolonged periods without wudu or without ghusl unnecessarily, because that distances the angels and gives more opportunity to the devils, to the shayateen from amongst the jinn. Now, picking up for where we left off in the last discussion about how do we protect ourselves? The greatest protection from any creation is in the Creator. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala himself says, and we mentioned this previously, وَإِمَّا يَنْزَغَنَّكَ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ نَزْغٌ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ إِنَّهُ هُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. If a provocation from shaitan provokes you, then seek refuge in Allah. Allah is hearing, Allah is knowing. Allah is hearing, Allah is knowing. وَقُلْ رَبِّ أَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ هَمَزَاتِ الشَّيَاطِينِ وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ رَبِّ أَنْ يَحْضُرُونِ. Allah commands His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and every believer to seek refuge in Him from the promptings and the presence of the devils in the verses which I have just recited. Now there is a hadith wherein a sahabi mentions that he was asked whether he met the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and when he replied that he had, he was asked about the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what did the Nabi of Allah do when the shayateen attacked him, when the rebellious jinnat attacked him? So he said, the shaitans came down that night on the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam from the valleys and canyons, including a shaitan holding a firebrand. He wanted to burn the face of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Jibril alayhi salatu wasalam came down and said to him, O Muhammad, speak. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, what should I say? Jibril said, say, I seek refuge with the perfect words of Allah from the evil of what He has created. A'udhu bi kalimati Allahi tammati min sharri ma khalaq. And from the evil of what descends from the heaven, and from the evil of what arises in it, and from the evil of the night and the day, and from the evil of every visitor except the visitor who brings good, O merciful. The fire then was extinguished and Allah defeated them. This narration of Imam Ahmad. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was taught by Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam to read these du'as. We will not cover all the du'as in this particular series, but just give you a few examples. You will find it in the books of authentic du'as and supplications, what to read for protection against the devils and the shayateen. When we start recitation of the Quran, we say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. We seek protection in Allah from the accursed devil. He must not interfere with our recitation. Recitation of the Quran itself is protection from the devil. Fihi shifa'un lima fi sudur. It is a cure for what is in the chest. And the shaitan is all the time whispering in your chest. As'al waswas al-khannas alladhi yuwaswisu fi sudurin nas. Previously I had mentioned the devils like to be in places of impurity, the shayateen from the jinnat. So when you enter the toilet, when you exit the toilet, read the du'as before you go to sleep. It is mentioned as per the Musnad of Imam Ahmad, Ishaq or Muhammad bin Ishaq narrates from Amr bin Shu'ayb, from his father, from his grandfather, radiallahu anhum, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he taught us some words. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us some words to say when we go to sleep. In the name of Allah, I seek refuge in the perfect words of Allah, from His anger, His punishment, the evil of His slaves, and from the spurrings of the shaitans, and from their being present. So the Arabic word you can find in the books of du'as, read these du'as. Read the mu'awwadhatayn. That's قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. It's mentioned that these two are sufficient to protect you from the devils, the jinnat, from black magic. This is what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited as a cure. Recite the Ayatul Kursi. Recite the opening verses of Surah Hamim, Tanzilul Kitabi min Allahil Azizil Alim, Surah Ghafir. غافر الذنب وقابل التوب شديد العقاب التوب لا إله إلا هو إليه المصير. Recite this together with Ayatul Kursi. Surah Mu'minun is another name of that particular surah. So when you do this, you give yourself the best chance. After that, if Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has still decreed and it's still meant for the jinn to trouble you or to interfere with you, and that is a different matter altogether. The concluding verses of Surah Baqarah, Aman al-Rasul downwards, making wudu, When you get angry, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, make wudu, because anger comes from shaitan. And shaitan's his initial creation was from fire. Right? Like we discussed initially. So the water cools it. It's extinguished by the water. These are all the different remedies given to us. Reciting of Surah Baqarah in its entirety is good for repelling jinnat. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us the understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.